Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. I am your host, psychic medium Kevin Baird. I want to thank you all for being here. And let's jump straight away to the phone lines. Hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I guess this is a love reading. I wanted to ask if what the spirits have to say about a possible reunion between myself and someone named Peter.
Right. Okay, sure. Possible reunion. What you need to know and Well, this is very perplexing because the information that's coming through is talking about some kind of catastrophe that you've just gone through, or you feel like the world is falling apart or something, because I'm looking at the images that I work with, I design myself, and the one I'm looking at for you is the jump card, and it's associated with the time 8-13, and this card is facing you, so that means that this is something that you are about to face, are facing, or have faced.
Yes, I would say definitely.
What?
Yes, I injured my back, so.
Okay.
Felt like yes, last year was good, and then the beginning of this year just felt like a lot of unexpected things happened.
Okay. Well, I'm
it doesn't
also
mean it's
looking,
not going to get back on track, but it's just,
exactly. I'm
yeah.
also looking at the in touch card, and this talks about degrees of intimacy. That's the companion to the jump card that I've drawn for you, and the in-touch card is associated with the time 12:39, and this card is facing away from you, so this talks about your friend that you're asking about.
Okay.
Coming back and
okay.
having some degree of connection with you. So
okay.
my sources are validating that this is going to happen for you and that you could see it happen this week or next week
okay.
or like in next 5 days, really.
Okay. Okay. That's good. I you know, I know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when, you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
And you seem to be one of those readers that doesn't feel uncomfortable with time.
Nope, I work with time. I design my images associated with times of the day even as well, and that you can find out more about the images, and I invite you to go and look at the jump card and the in-touch card for what I've given you here today. And again, the times are 8:13 and 12. Yeah, and 12:39.
And 12:39. Okay. I will definitely do that.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's at my website at templeofgaia.com.
Okay, very good. And also, so you're saying it could happen within a week, or was that, did you say a week? I'm sorry.
Yes. Like next 5 days is what I was getting for you. I said this week, but we're really on a Friday. You know, it's hard to keep track of the days because every day is a Saturday for me, really, because it's, you know, so in the next 5 days. That's why I went from it being this week because it's really Friday and we only got 2 days, 1 day left in the work week, so or what calendar week. So you can see it soon as we're done. You can see it as soon as we're done here.
Okay. Is there any, like, hint that I might get? Because I know sometimes you tell people there's, like, a hint when you say something. Or like, I know you have the yellow bug, but I actually thought you meant a bug that, you know, walks on the earth. So I didn't realize you meant a VW bug.
Yes. Yeah, it's the B, yeah, the V, v bug.
Okay. So that might be a sign?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I've been seeing yellow bees around
me,
so I didn't know. Yeah, which is very unusual. And lately, the last week and a half, I've been seeing these yellow bees when I go out on the deck, and it's very bizarre because in all the years I've lived here, I've not seen those bees come anywhere near this apartment building.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
and they're big.
You can use
like, you can't miss them. They're huge.
Wow, like bumblebees kind of bees, or?
I don't know if there might be, like, wasp bees. They look a bit bigger to me, but they come usually, like, in threes.
Okay. And they're like bugs on Red Bull, basically, I would say, maybe?
There's, like, a little nest above that I think that each spring there are new baby birds being born there, and that's been going on for the last 2-3 years. And now this year the bees have come, and you know people are talking about there's a problem with the bees because they're dying off. And I don't know. It's just so bizarre. I've never seen them here before. And whenever I step out on the deck, then I don't see them anywhere nearby, and then suddenly they show up.
Interesting.
And I thought, well, am I wearing something sweet? I don't really wear perfume. I started to wonder if I'm wearing something that's drawing them or something. I'm not sure.
Could be the color.
Mm-hmm. Well, I keep changing my colors, and you know, it's not. Today I'm wearing something bright, but the other times when I was out there, I was wearing like navy and black. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very bright color. Today I have a bright pink on.
Interesting. It could be anything. It could be like it could be. If let's stretch it out there a little bit, then you had a past life as a bee. And that you were very hive-oriented, and that they feel still drawn to you. Like you're the queen bee, basically. How's that? I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry?
Sophie.
Sophie. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So,
I don't think I said my name, so.
Yeah. So you are like the queen bee, then. That means that you are directing people and you know, people that are of a hive nature, if that makes sense. Like hive nature type of people are corporate, right? Because the big corporate building is like a beehive.
Okay.
Schools.
Okay, yes, I was associated with the school, yeah. that was going on. Not at this point, but yes, recently, up to recently. So, okay. So they recognize one of their own, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
all right,
wonderful.
Ms. Sophie.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, hello, my name's Elizabeth, and I was wondering if you see love and commitment for me and Sam happening soon.
All righty. All right, let's look at that. Or continuation, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing that it might still be, like, a little challenging, like, how you guys communicate with each other and that kind of stuff to where you're not really sure if it's yes or no, or is it going to work or is it not going to work. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, right. Okay, yeah. So what I'm looking at is the Strength card facing away, and it talks about your friend that you were asking me about.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of not understanding life, basically, and feeling challenged by everybody that is around him. And
mm-hmm.
For you, I'm seeing that there's something coming up that's school-related or studies or need to do more research or know more about what it is that he does. What is it that he does for a living, or what does he do as a hobby, or is he a rock star?
Uh-huh.
What is he?
He's an aircraft technician.
Okay.
And he owns daycares.
Now, what is your birthday?
August 10th, 74.
August 10th, okay. And his is like in February or March, maybe even January?
121 to 66.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are right for each other. You will find that things will, you'll be in opposition to each other from time to time, and that he's not as savvy about things as you are, or the things that you are savvy about, or whatever, so you'll have those conflicting things about who's right, who knows the most about the situation. So compromise is the key. So I say yes, it's going to work, but you're going to have to work at it.
Okay. But, and what time of the card?
Hmm?
What's the time on the card?
I'm so sorry. I had put those back just because I was getting more information about your birth signs than I was the card information. Oh, yes. Let's see. The first card that I was looking at was the Strength card, and then you can go and look them up by name. I have a little index there to where you can search the cards by name. So one was Strength and the other was Study.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah. So you'll be fine, I promise, but compromise is the key.
Compromise. Got it.
Okay. All right, Ms. Elizabeth.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
Yep, you're welcome. Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you? Are you there? Hello? Is there anybody out there? I think my microphone is on. Hello. All right, we'll come back to you, extension 2230. All right, next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. This is Laura.
Hello, Laura.
I was wondering if you're getting any messages from anyone that's crossed over.
All right, yeah, let's have a look at that and see what's going on. Now, are you pregnant right now?
No. That's not going to happen.
Okay. All right, I'm looking at the information that's coming through for you. So how was your last walk? Walking, taking a hike, stroll? What was going on with that?
I don't actually remember the last walk I took. I'm planning on going camping on a camping trip where I'll be hiking, but that's not until August.
Okay. Now, is this place where you're going to be going camping connected to the person that passed away?
Actually, I'm going camping in Maine, and my parents, who are both deceased, went to Maine on their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means anything.
Now, do they go to Maine on their honeymoon, or did they get married in Maine also?
No, they just went there on their honeymoon.
Okay. All right, well, I'm being shown that they are going to somehow connect with you as a part of that walk, or that they were a part of you for the planning, or the person or people that's going to be a part of your trip to Maine will have, like, angelic connections, basically. So they're saying that this hike or this adventure you're going to be going on is the one to where you're going to have significant spiritual connections. Now, the other thing is that I'm also being shown that they're working with somebody who's going to approve you for something, like a license or authorization or diploma or certificate. And this is someone or group or individual, because I'm looking at the walking card, first of all, is the information coming through from the people that are on the other side, and that's associated with the time 516. And I'm looking at the permission card, right, getting permission from a group or organization, because the card is facing away from you, and it's associated with the time 215. So are you in school right now? Are you applying for a license? Are you working with clients that approve contracts? What's going on with that?
Well, I work for a company that does a lot of contract work.
Mm-hmm. And is it sort of secretive to where you have to have clearances, or it's proprietary kind of?
Not clearances, no. It's not for the government, but mm-hmm. It is proprietary information.
Okay. And what are the puzzles, or what are is it exploratory, products that are designed or created or made or something like that? They unlock challenges, or they overcome obstacles. What is it that you guys do? Is it a tool company, maybe, or is it some kind of?
It's a healthcare information services, and they sell data to companies, and they do a lot of research, and they sell data and the research. But there's a lot of, there's legal departments and contract work involved with all of that as well.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at four cards for you. We talked about the walking and the permission card, but I'm also looking at the view, V-I-E-W, and that's associated with the time 9 o'clock, and this one is facing away from you. And then the second one is the obstacles card, and this one's facing you, and it's associated with the time 7:51. The view card talks about secrets. When it's facing away, it's talking about other people's secrets and groups and organizations. When the cards are facing you, like in the obstacles, this is saying that you have something coming up, and because it's under the permission card, as I'm looking at the four here in a group, it says that you have something coming up to where you are going to be tasked to move to a new level or face a challenge that's brand new to you and probably taking you to a new level even as well. Because if you look at the
manager, my manager did, she did just tell me about a week ago that she is extending my contract and that she wants me to take on a bigger role where I'm going to be doing more oversight of other departments. So it's a larger role.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a contract for an extension for another 6 months.
Okay, so
like
if you had any doubts about that, I'm validating that for you, that you are secure with that and have no fears.
Okay. But that's only for 6 months, though. Do you see anything else after the 6 months is up?
I don't see it as being a major problem, especially because it has a contract thing that's associated from my end, how I'm looking at it, not from, you know, your manager extending your contract. I'm seeing it, my sources are saying that it could be something that will last you potentially 10 years. Absolutely. I just got a validation card for that. It's the projects card associated with the time 717. And this card is facing you, and this talks about, it shows someone who's working away on a piece of marble slab, then it could end up taking decades to really complete all of it. So you could see a chain of tasks coming your way again and again and again. So, and that was, again, associated with the time 717. And also I'm looking at the rituals card facing away. So there's, with the rituals card, it talks about people finding contentment in the things that they're doing or escaping from something that they're really challenged with or by and just taking a break from things and letting somebody else handle it. So it looks like that you're going to be working with lazy people who don't want to do the work and that they'll hand it off to you to do.
I'm already working with those kind of people. That's the problem. And
I see.
There's a part of me that's been contemplating leaving because I really am tired of, it's like pulling teeth trying to get any work out of them. And
right.
It's just, it's really aggravating. It's, I don't know, but that's the problem. I'm working with a bunch of people that just procrastinate and don't want to get the work done.
Well, my sources are saying that you are in the right place for the right reason.
Are they telling you what that reason is?
For how it is that you get in people's faces about achievements or trying to achieve or something like that. You are sort of like their day spouse in a way.
Mm.
Lucky you.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel, too. It's like lucky me. You know, there's got to be more. But then I tell myself I need to be grateful because it's work and it's paying my bills, but boy, it's hard.
Exactly. And then
okay.
It looks like the company is going to be, because I'm looking at the Frontier card facing away from you, and it's associated with the time 12 noon, and then the Burdens card associated with the time 4:40, and then you can go back and listen to the show and archive. And just hear what I'm saying here that shows both of these cards, again, Frontier facing away and Burdens facing away, talk about how your company is going to do something where they discover a new angle or a new this or a new that kind of thing to where they're not sure how to deal with it. And then with the Burdens card, it talks about how they're so busy or so overwhelmed that they just need help on top of help on top of help. So you could
That's
find yourself
right.
In a position to where you go solid position or something, permanent, or they ask you to go permanent, and then they ask you to help clean house and get things better tuned and organized based on the experience that you have so far.
Okay.
So your parents that you're asking about, as far as like, you know, how they are, where they are, they're probably in Boca right now, spiritually, and just enjoying themselves. Sometimes they come through and sometimes not. And with the walking card, again, associated with that trip or hike that you're going to be going on, I think that you will feel a bond and a connection with them there. Something will happen to where you just feel amazed.
Wow.
And it was Laura, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Okay, Miss Laura, hang in there, and you're going to be fine. I promise.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very
yep.
much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. We're going to try our friend at 2230, are you there? I think I hear my voice there. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Is there anybody out there?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear my phone on mute. Hello.
Yes. Another day in paradise.
I know, isn't that funny? I almost didn't even answer, but you said 223. I'm like, that sounds like me. Okay. Question. I had an interview, Kevin, on Wednesday with three men, and I want to see if I have a good chance of getting this job.
Okay. And I think I remember it's Sharon, right?
You got it. Yes. Sorry.
You have a radio voice.
Your answers. Oh, I like your answers because you're not shy at saying when. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I'm looking here.
If not, when am I going to get? If you see me landing one, how's that?
I think it's this week. I think I said first week in May, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You did, and you also. I got to tell you this, Kevin. It just amazes me. You said I would hear from something when I did, when there would be some catastrophe that I saw on television, which is sad to say. You know what I'm saying? There's a big fire around in my area, and I swear to God, I got the phone call that day. And it
because it's something
when I thought of that. Too bad it had to happen that way, but
I know it. But it's something that has to do with. It has something to do with, like, the energy that's in the air. I really want to say the jagged edge of energy that's in the air. It just really cuts and gets people going, gets people paying attention and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And I have a couple of catastrophe cards in my deck, and I think one of them had come up. It's sort of like borders on the earthquake card where it shows a new direction or something.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but what I'm looking at for you right now is one to where you could end up working with them long distance. Would it be like a telecommuting job or something?
Well, yeah, I'm calling because I had the official interview on Wednesday, but I have to go back for another one if they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of communications. It is, kind of.
Okay, I'm looking at the sharing card. That's why it talks about working long distances. And it's associated with the time 6:16, and this card is facing away from you. So it talks about them being some distance from you, trying to connect, communicate, something in that fashion. And it's about the people, situations, and things happening around you.
Okay.
So that's what that talks about. And then I'm looking at the fit card facing you, associated with the time 8:05. And this shows you standing on a scale, wondering if you're fit or qualified to cope or be a part of the situation. Meanwhile, there's some house on the fire in the distance, and sometimes, you know, when people's hairs are on fire, it's like, do you go and help them? Are you qualified to help them or whatever? So that's where my fit image came from. It's like you weighing yourself while you're in the middle of a crisis. You can't weigh your value or your qualifications when situations require all hands on deck, whether you're qualified or not. So this is one to where you may feel a little intimidated, but because you're a part of that and that you got a connection with that, you know, opportunity, that it's sort of like the fates, the universe sort of willed it to happen. So you are fit. Don't feel intimidated. And go in, name it, and claim it.
Good point. So I'll probably hear from them this week, you think?
Probably Monday.
I'll listen to you. I know what you say about that, why you're saying that, though. It's a tough job. Not even tough, it's the tough team. How's that? They're tough to work for. But I understand what you're saying. Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it. Well, let's wait for that first week in May. I think it really begins on Monday. That's funny. I slipped and said money. So
money.
It's going to be money Monday for you.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good day, okay?
Yeah. You're welcome. All righty.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye, Sharon. Okay. Next friend on the line. Hi. Hello. How are you? How can I help you?
I'm muted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, this is Kevin. How can I help you?
Hi. I did a reading last week, a tarot card reading, and it was some big upheaval was coming, and I was wondering if you could see if that's going to be emotional, physical, financial. Like, I'm trying to figure out what it could be.
Okay, interesting. Now, I am seeing that there is an opportunity coming up because I've drawn the sharing card again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in reverse. And again, it's associated with the time 616. And I really think, someone is saying, like, Fernandez, Rodriguez or whatever, and that there's either, a Pompeii or Peru connection or something going on for
Peru.
You.
Oh, Peru.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yes. Okay. I have a house in Peru. So
okay.
What?
They unmute.
So something's happening there?
It looks like that you could find yourself taking a trip soon there.
Do not shy to say
when. Okay.
And that you could potentially be moving.
Oh, well, yeah. I have that plan, but not that quick. Like, maybe a few years. Like, I'm not in a position to do that right now.
Right. And then, is it that you have a brother or, a nephew or something that's there? Who's the brother or the younger male?
My husband's family's in Peru, but there's a man taking care of our house, but he's not younger.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I'm being shown that there is someone who was doing something where they had good intentions and it ended up going a little screwy, a little crazy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking like you could have to go there here fairly soon. Because I'm looking at the hang on card associated with the time 10:10, and it's basically you flying by the seat of your pants, basically, to make things happen better than, or improve them, or improve things as they begin, or something like that. So,
okay. Huh. All right. It's going to be interesting.
That you'll have a chance to demonstrate your talents.
All right.
Yeah, but that's what I get.
Okay, so within a few months, that's going to happen? You could.
I think it could be by 6/16, really.
Oh.
June 16th.
Okay. Uh huh. Wow. Okay. All right, thank you.
And what was your name? I'm sorry?
Jill.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, Miss Jill, I'm sorry that's all that I had for you, but that was very loud stuff. I was hearing Spanish being spoken to me, like there's somebody that's in spirit or something that was trying to get some kind of message across. Has someone recently passed?
Well, my mother did, but she wasn't Spanish. That was in February, but yeah.
That was February of this year?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And your dad speaks Spanish?
No. Mm-mm. That's my husband's side of the family.
Okay, then who on your dad's, on your husband's side of the family passed that speaks Spanish that you knew?
Nobody recently. Nobody at all recently.
Okay. Now, was there when your husband was younger, was there a family member that was sort of like a mentor to him that passed away that sort of devastated him when they passed?
Well, this happened shortly, it was like 20 years ago. His uncle Manuel passed away and they were really close.
I think that's, now, what's the Manuel connection to the house in Peru?
Nothing, he just lived in Peru. We didn't have that house at that time.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to understand, the spirit connection.
Yeah.
Like them coming through and speaking the Spanish, and then.
Yeah. Oh wait. Well, no one passed away that had any connection to that house. although now I'm remembering his grandmother and grandfather also recently passed away, you know, but he hasn't been in close contact with them for a long time either, so.
Okay. All right. Okay, Miss Jill, I'm sorry. I was just trying to make that connection.
Yeah, you got Peru. You're right on. So something's brewing there, I guess. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Hang in there. Okay, everybody, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. We're going to hop back to the opening song that I was playing there from Enigma. It's like MCX or MCMXC. Okay, I'm back. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm just calling for some, like, good news.
Okay, sure.
I don't know. I feel like my life is like the old is ending and the new is beginning, and in the middle there is nothing going on.
That's always the case, and hindsight is the best clarity, right? You're familiar with hindsight at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you know about the yellow bugs?
What yellow bugs?
B-U-G. B-U-G. G as in girl or gravy.
B-U-G?
Yeah. Yellow Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, yes.
Well, I tell people, have been telling them for years, that when you see the yellow bug, it means that everything is going to be okay. And to not worry and to move on to the next thing that we worry about, basically.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about the yellow bugs for so long that I have some friends who write for primetime television in Hollywood. They wrote the yellow bug into two of their shows. I don't know if you watch Grimm or Once Upon a Time.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's okay. you're not alone. There's a, it's a cultural thing, you know. It's like being a Trekkie or a Star Wars person or something like that. But
like that stuff freaks me out.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you they've written the yellow bug into their shows, so they're letting people know that okay, the heroes are here, and that everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, I read with my own images, and I've drawn two perfect ones for you that can give you hope for the future, whether it's in the next hour, over the weekend, or starting Monday. And the first card that I'm looking at for you is the attractions card associated with the time 722, and this card is facing away. And this talks about somebody reaching out and trying to make a connection with you.
Oh, okay.
So whether you're in a relationship now or not, it could be one to where they want to approach you about maybe a romance or something, or something significant in the career field. Because the attractions card, if you look at the image now or later, and that you can go to my website, templeofgaia.com, to look at it, and again, associated with the time 722, it shows two people who are coming together with like magnets, that they're fitting them together and they're fitting perfectly. But if you look in the background, each of the individuals, yourself and this other person,
mm-hmm.
And also I'm getting the name Carnegie. Like, is there a Dale Carnegie freak around you? Like one of those, oh, if you follow the Dale Carnegie philosophy that it's going to be perfect or something, or that your business or your career or whatever.
You know about? No, but that I'm guessing that the someone that's approaching would be more career related.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then that probably, it's possible that one of those people could be interested in Dale Carnegie. I don't know.
Yeah. Then the second image that I'm looking at for you is the win-win, W-I-N-W-I-N, where they win and you win. So this is two great validation cards that things are going to improve for you as early as Monday.
Oh, well, that would be really nice.
And then the win-win card is associated with the time 5:30, and that this card is facing you.
Okay.
So this says that starting Monday, you could see life as you know it improving and changing as you know it.
Okay. Well, that would be really nice. I mean, I know things are coming, but it's just, you know, it's like, oh, hard to keep going sometimes.
I know. But that's where the yellow bug comes in. It's like a hug bug, basically.
Yellow bug, okay.
Hug bug.
I haven't seen any yellow bugs around here for a long time. Probably because it's been such a long winter.
This is yellow Volkswagen Beetles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The automobile.
Yep.
Yeah. But you could see it on television, on somebody's desk as a model.
That's true.
Magazine, TV, on the street.
You're making me remember that my ex-husband used to have one of those.
Wow, it could be that he had a yellow bug.
Yeah, he bought one once. I'm pretty sure it was yellow, but it was really old. It wasn't a good yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was more of a parchment, I guess.
Parchment would be a good way of putting it.
A little bit of cracks here and there.
Oh, yeah, it was a convertible one. You open the door, and then the whole thing with the frame was all bent, and the frame would bend when you open the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
It had character.
Yeah, and then we ended up, he put it in the garage, and then eventually it just got sold because nothing we can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago. Forgot about that until you mentioned that.
Now, I'm also being shown that you're going to have somebody who is going to be getting rid of a lot of stuff. So it could be an estate sale or something coming up that you should go to.
Wow. Well, we did clear out the family home like a year and a half ago or something. Mm-hmm. Something different?
Yes. I read for like the next 90 days out to like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So recent stuff or very near future.
Mm-hmm.
And it could begin Monday. Because I'm looking at the 11-11 card, and the title for this card is The Curb, and it shows people putting stuff on the curb to be picked up for recycling or whatever. And then the Begin card, associated with the time 8-18, I'm sorry, 1-18, I'm not sure where I was getting that 8-18 from, but it's in reverse. So it's like 8-11 or something, or 1-18 is how I'm looking at it. And it talks about somebody around you beginning an ending for them in their life as early as Monday.
Oh, well, there's somebody I'm hoping, one of my kids, I'm hoping she'll do that. But, of course, I'm the mom. I have no control over what she does.
Is it a graduation that she's going through or something?
An unhealthy relationship.
Then very likely. Ma, you could hear her screaming on the phone in an hour.
This is on Monday?
Or in an hour.
Oh, okay.
Because I read for like the next 90 seconds out to like 90 days.
That's cool. I've never heard anybody do it that way.
Well, I've been reading for clients for like the last 20 years. And things tend to happen within minutes after the session out to like 90 days.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And then you can find out more about me if you wanted to. I'm a professional reader. I do this for a living by just Googling psychic medium Kevin Baird or Kevin Baird psychic. I've seen that come up in my keyword report that, you know, Yahoo gives me as far as like how people are looking for me, that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, cool, Kevin. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the Midwest. I'm in Illinois right now.
Oh, okay.
And you're in Canada, I guess?
Yes.
By your accent. I'm getting that.
Yes, you're right.
Quebec area?
No.
No. Other side?
I'm in Ontario.
Okay.
Not far from Toronto.
Oh. Were you, what's your Quebec connection? Quebec Connect.
I've just gone there to have a good time.
Okay.
I don't have any connection to Quebec.
You could find yourself going back there.
Good. Well, Quebec City's really nice.
And that Carnegie, Dale Carnegie, it could be also Carnegie Mellon, is a school or college or whatever.
Oh.
Watch for that as a clue or something. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I make my living doing positive work, so for me not to feel positive is, like, not good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, a splurge, like chocolate is good, you know, or going shopping when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
Go get a new pair of shoes. It'll lift your spirits, basically. You know, it'll lift your soul. How's that? That's a good cliche.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That sounds perfect for shoes.
Yeah, it's, you know, new shoes lift your soul.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm sure my friends will like that one.
Yeah.
No, it's just been a lot of stuff.
Well, another way that I have for people to deal with that is where when they find themselves in a situation to where they're not very comfortable, is for them to say aloud, I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're thinking about things that are dire, it's like, why can't it be better? You just say, I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now. I want to be more comfortable than what I am right now. I want to be, and then you have to say it out loud. So that your brain can hear it and reprogram your thinking to a new level.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually quite comfortable. It's just the emptiness.
I see.
That's what it feels like. Just the old is done. The new is like, I know there's seeds planted, but you can't see anything really sprouting. Just that gap in between.
It happens. You know, ebb and flow,
yeah.
You have to.
I understand. A part of me is like, oh, this isn't fun. But you've telling me that the attraction card, someone wants to approach me, which is, I'm thinking that's for work. And win-win sounds good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With Dale Carnegie thing, I can see where that could kind of fit in. I will watch for yellow bugs, see when I see one. And if I see an estate sale, I'm going to say to myself, well, he told me it was a good idea.
Yeah, if anything, you know, go buy a stool or something, or like a nice little end table or something.
I'm just laughing to myself because I have a lot of stuff I've been trying to get rid of.
What's one more?
Yeah, that's the thinking. That's what you say about shoes.
Yeah. But I think that's it. I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
My name's Jane.
Jane, okay. All right, that's good.
So you think there's going to be a guy coming into my life in the next 90 days? I don't think there is, but...
We got to have faith. Watch for the yellow bug.
I'll be watching for the yellow bug.
Yellow bug.
So tell me more about the yellow bugs. Is that really like you think it, when you see that, it's a sign that good things are coming?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then I have a link on my website, Listen to the Bugs. I believe it's the title for it is.
Oh, okay.
If you just scroll down. Again, it's templeofgaia.com.
Okay. Okay.
And it's at the bottom. Oh, yeah, yellow bugs. It's like, also I have a link there for, like, other signs. Then I have a whole array of my 111 images of the Horizon Oracle. That's a deck that I designed over, like, the last 5 years.
And you have 111 images?
Yes.
111 cards?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot, eh?
Yep.
But like two decks or something else?
No, it's all one.
Yeah. But that must be a lot of cards. Like regular tarot would be half that, kind of thing?
Regular tarot is 78.
Oh, okay.
The images that came through for the Horizon Oracle for me to design it are images that were a part of compilations, if you will, of tarot card images, like having like the Knight of Coins and maybe the Four of Wands and maybe, you know, the Two of Cups or something all together conveys a specific message or image or meaning about life. Well, I took that meaning from those three cards and created a new present life image. So Horizon Oracle is more of a current era tarot, if you will.
Oh, okay. So there's no knights and they're different looking. That kind
of
thing.
Yes, and it's all stick figures. It's very simple. It's not genderfied, so you can't tell the gender of the individual in the images.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, okay. That's different.
And it's really what I refer to as like a dynamic graphic novel.
So how did you come to do this? Were you kind of get the message that you were to do these cards like that?
I did. My first book that I was working on was called Men and Angels. And men is an acronym, you know, for, or really it's a mathematical equation of mass, times altitude equals the N, which is the outcome, basically, like how much energy you put into a movement or a solid is determines the output. But also men, I've coined as being the energy that drives manifestation.
Oh, okay.
So I back in that day, I started seeing signs and symbols, and the first primary symbol that I was always seeing was the one lone shoe. Ever seen the one lone shoe on the road when you're driving along? It's never two. It's always just one on a sidewalk or something.
Beaten up.
But only one shoe.
Yeah.
So I spent time trying to understand what the message of the one lone shoe is. And then it came to me one day working with my spirit guide, and her name is Stacy, and I have a link on my website about her there too, and that you can go and find out about her there.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, if you're walking and you had a mile left to go and you lost a shoe, you would have to watch your step with proceeding to your destination. So from that point on, when I saw the one lone shoe, that meant for me to sort of like take a chill pill and not be overconfident or overzealous about my destination and be cautious with the steps I was going to be taking.
Interesting.
So I have a one lone shoe image in my card deck. It's called mobility. How it's working, how it's not working, being cautious. And when the images are facing away, it's about the people, situations, and things happening around us. So like the noun, you know, person, place, or thing stuff.
Huh?
And when the cards are facing us, it's about us. It's what we are facing, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's interesting what you said about mobility. Because I know a couple of years ago, I broke a couple of toes first. I still didn't get it. And then it ended up breaking my foot. And then I finally figured it out.
Well, I was a corporate puke back in the 80s before I got onto this path.
Uh-huh.
And then one autumn season, inside of about 45 days, I got into 5 car accidents, almost
5?
One after the other. Yeah, and that they hit me. Oh. They were pulling out of parking spaces, or they would run it. They rear-ended me when I was stopped legally at a street light or whatever. And I called my insurance guy and said, okay, someone else hit me. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, they hit me from, you know, rear-ended me or, you know, sideswiped me or whatever.
Oh,
and he said,
God.
Well, if you have another one, I'm going to have to drop you. And I said, well, they're all hitting me. And he said to me, that has rings to this day to me, he said, you have to be doing something wrong. So I went home, and I sort of like just took a week off.
You must have been wondering what was going on.
I know. It had to be me that was the wrongdoer,
yeah.
And it was fate and the universe trying to get a message to me. But Jane, we're at the end of the show.
Well, it was really nice chatting with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun, and thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Thank
Bye
you
now.
So much. Bye.
Bye.
Gracias.